This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
One of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listed in the Quran is our ability to work during the day and to sleep at night. And sometimes, like in some cases in the month of Ramadan, our sleeping schedule is totally messed up. And اكتير الناس بتحول لبومة. So you basically turn into an owl in the month of Ramadan. You wake up all night, you try to sleep during the day, and if you have to go to work or take the kids to school, it's a big problem. I didn't get enough sleep over the last couple of days, and this is why I feel like a zombie right now. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us all the reward for our jihad in this month by fasting and praying, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. So basically, there's this story. There was a king, and the king had three assistants. And one day he called them, and they came to his palace, and the king said, I want all of you, the three of you, you go to a store, take a cart, and all you need to put in the cart is food. That's all you need. And he said, you have 3 hours. You go to Walmart, you take the cart, go inside, put nothing in the cart but food. That's all. So they went to the store, and the first one of them said, yeah, the king said, food, it has to be food. So he went to the grocery area, and he put fruits, vegetables, cheese, cookies, dates, all the good stuff, nuts, cashews, all the good stuff that he needs for, to bring to the king. The second one, he said, well, the king is not serious about this whole food thing, because he already has food in the palace, he doesn't need food. But I'm going to take a 50-50 chance. So he filled half of the cart with food, the rest he filled it with junk. Basically, clinics, fidget spinners, he put belts and suits and laptops and iPhones and video games. And so basically, half food, half junk. The third one, he said, okay, what is the king is talking about? Like, it doesn't make any sense. He already has food in the palace, he doesn't need food from me. So he said, you know what, I'm going to fill it with all the stuff I like. He already has food, I don't need food. Then I'm going to fill it with whatever I want. So he filled it with clinics, suits, ties, belts, shoes, fidget spinners, video games, laptops, iPhones, and Nintendo, I don't know, I hate this word. Yeah, so he filled it with all the stuff that he loved.
PlayStation,
Jazakallah khairan. So basically, after the 3 hours, they returned to the king. And the king said, that was a test for all of you. And he called the guards, and he said, take each one of them with his cart and lock them up in a room for 2 weeks. So for the first one, he had no problem because he listened and obeyed. سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. He had the food, and the food was enough to keep him alive for 2 weeks. And after the 2 weeks, he walked out, he's healthy, everything is amazing, everything is good. The second one, مُشْكِلَ كَبِيرَ, like, you know, what is this? Like, he took a 50-50 chance. First week, he ate all the bananas, all the biryani, all the shawarma, all the nuts, all the fruits. So he survived the first week. Second week, there was nothing to eat. So he started to eat the shoes, the belt, you know, the fidget spinners, the clinics, the suit and the tie, the iPad, the video games. He barely made it. He was about to die, you know? But he barely made it. And as for the third one, مشكلة كبيرة, like big problem. Like he didn't listen. So he couldn't find anything to eat except the shoes and the video games and the fidget spinners. So he basically died after 4 days, right? He couldn't make it. So this example, a parable, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلْ أَعْلَى, is the example of the believers in the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِأَحَبَّ مِمَّ افْتَرَطُّهُ عَلَيْهِ, that my servant, you, cannot get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except with that which He has made fard on you, like salah, fasting, and so on, zakah, and so on and so forth. So basically, some of us will listen. They say, yeah, these deeds are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We fast properly, we pray on time, and we give sadaqah, we respect everyone. This is the stuff that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us to do. And their example in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا. Those who have faith in Allah, they listen and obey and they do good, Jannah is there for them, they will survive. The second type, they mix good with junk. So they listen to Allah 50% of the time, they listen to their nafs, their desires, 50% of the time. And their example in the Quran, وَآخَرُونَ اعترفوا بذنوبهم خلطوا عملا صالحا وآخر سيئا عسى الله أن يتوب عليهم. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Tawbah, their example is that of someone who mixed good deeds with junk, with evil deeds, hopefully that Allah would forgive them and they will barely survive at the end. And the third type, those who have nothing except for junk, they just follow their desires 100% of the time, they never listen, they never obey. And their example is الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يَحْسُنُونَ صُنْعًا. They think they're doing what is best, but their deeds are misguided, they will not get anything at the end. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among the first group who listen and obey, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us sincerity in everything we say and do, and to give us ikhlas in dunya, and to give us jannatul firdaus in akhirah. So on the way home, inshallah, think about yourself. Which of the three servants are you? The first one, second one, third one. And if you are the first, alhamdulillah. If you are the second, you try to do better. If you are the third, be careful. And half of the month is gone. وَمَا بَقَى خَيْرٌ مِمَّا مَضَى. So what is left in the month is better than the 2 weeks that are past. So we still have the last 10 nights. And we still have Laylatul Qadr, you still can make up. If you fall in the second group, third group, you still have a chance to make up, inshallah ta'ala. So the question for last night, if someone throws up intentionally in the month of Ramadan, does this invalidate the fasting? And the answer is yes. لقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الترمذي والنسائي, من ذرعه القيء فلا قضاء عليه, ومن تقيء عمدا فعليه القضاء. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, if someone throws up intentionally, they have to make up the day. If someone throws up unintentionally, then they don't need to do anything. Their fasting is acceptable. And as I said, some people do it. They eat everything they want, but they don't want to exercise or they don't have time. So after they eat, they throw up intentionally so they don't gain weight. Some people do it this way. It's a medical condition, basically. So the winner for tonight is Brother Omar Muhammad. Omar Muhammad, is that you? Mabruk, congratulations. Ahsan takbir. Give some to your dad, please. The question for tonight, if a sister is pregnant in the month of Ramadan, she cannot fast, and the doctor said, you cannot fast, right? So she has to listen to the doctor. The doctor is the mufti in this case. So she couldn't fast in the month of Ramadan, she broke the fast. What should she do after the month of Ramadan? Does she have to make up the days? Can she give food? Does she have to do like both, make up the days and feed the poor person per day? What is the chosen opinion in this case? So if you know the answer, email me before tomorrow, Asr, at Imam Mustafa, Anatolia Center.ca. Jazakallah.